This is KUT. Yesterday morning, we heard a story about the nation's aging voting machines and the problems they could present in the future. Some municipalities are trying to get ahead of aging voter technology. In fact, the same report that warns of trouble ahead for some cities also details how Travis County has developed a new voting system set to premiere in time for 2018 elections. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains.
To anyone over 18, the following scene might sound familiar.
It looks like you're standing in front of an ATM machine with kind of a pad-like device in front of you, and you click through and make selections for the candidates or the propositions that you're choosing, and then you cast your vote.
Ronald Morgan is Travis County's chief deputy clerk, and he's describing what voting looks like in many places in the U.S. A recent report from the Brennan Center for Justice found that inside these ATM-like machines are often outdated parts, memory cards with limited space, and machines that still require floppy disks. Travis County bought its voting machines in 2001. So, in 2009, 45 members of an election study group sat down to come up with a new system. It's called StarVote. Instead of using these machines with old parts, Travis County residents would vote on tablets, easily bought at any retail store, like an iPad. After residents cast their votes, they would be given a paper ballot and a receipt. That paper ballot gets scanned at the voting station, while the receipt can be taken home and used to verify that vote.
The takeaway sheet that they walk out with would allow them to log on and say, yes, I voted, and my vote counted.
Travis County says it hopes to have its new voting system up and running at a cost of $8 million, in time for the next midterm election in 2018. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.